time, I'm going to call the meeting order. And first item, we all stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, I'd like to ask the council to review the minutes from the February 5th and 26th meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Review of the meeting minutes. Is there a second? Is there any discussion before we vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Show against? All opposed? Is there any discussion?
No, not enough.
On the minutes? Just for clarification, is there something that you see incorrect in the minutes? That will need to be amended?
Well, it's funny to hear it says we're putting on the consent agenda, but it's on the regular agenda.
That's the. That's the consent agenda.
Okay. Just for you. I don't understand what they're doing, and I don't understand who this is.
So it was discussed at the meeting that we would do, look at a consent agenda for the items in there with the four items, but we broke it out into the individual items to give an opportunity for discussion. We can change, if the council would like to judge, amend the agenda to go to the consent agenda, we can do that.
Okay.
At this time, I would like to ask the council to consider amending the agenda to add an item number five at the end of the meeting, or at the end, which would be an open discussion that would be limited to 3 minutes per person.
Open discussion amongst us?
No, sorry, for discussion.
Community.
Public input.
Public input, okay.
3 minute public.
3 minute limit.
Is there a motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion to amend amendment, or amend the agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, by show of hands, we'll vote on. Okay.
We're using second here.
Yeah.
I wanted to say a big thank you to everybody that's been involved in the Arbor Day essay. We had really good turnout and a lot of really good reading from what I understand. A lot of reading that had to go into it. So at this time, we could ask Leah Clark, the community forester, to come up.
Arbor Day here about a month ago. I had a great idea to let's do an essay contest, and sure, I'll judge it. And so, then 160 essays later, we have two winners. And I was so impressed with both grade, second grade and fifth grade competed. The essays were wonderful. I mean, they were just really, really wonderful. These two stood out among all of the other 80 or so in their grade class. And so we want to recognize them for that. We're very glad they're here. We would like to, I brought two Red Bud seedlings that we can give each of the winners, and also a tree owner's manual that they can take home with them too. And happy planting, and plant quickly, and don't let the roots dry out before you get in the ground if you feel like do you want me just to announce it, or do you want something about Arbor Day, or you tell me?
I guess I think in their essays they talk about.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to ask each of the children to read their essays too. So the winner of the second grade competition of Why Do We Celebrate Arbor Day is Marilyn Osorio.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Marilyn. Did you know that J. Sterling Morton created Arbor Day and his wife? The first Arbor Day was in 1872 in Nebraska. Remember that Arbor Day is important because it is to thank trees to give us oxygen. And Arbor Day is Tree Day. We celebrate because Arbor Day, we need to thank the trees a lot. We can celebrate Arbor Day by planting trees and get shade from a tree. A fun fact about Arbor Day is other schools planted trees, and trees give a lot of oxygen. Another fun fact is the Great Plain trees break up wind in every direction. To learn more about Arbor Day, go to the library or the internet.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
The winner of the fifth grade is Cole Lee Cooper.
February for trees, Arbor Day, we tree day. In 1872, a man named J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture to set aside a day to plant trees. President Richard Nixon saw this as a holiday. This holiday was made on April 25th in 1970. According to What is Arbor Day, the meaning behind the tree holiday, J. Sterling Morton made planting trees a priority to plant trees because he wanted to help grow American style civilization and agriculture in the Great Plains. What are the benefits of trees? Trees have tons of benefits. For example, one of them is that they can prevent flooding. The water can infiltrate into the ground and be held back by trees. That is one advantage that trees have. Another benefit is that they provide oxygen. This is an extremely helpful benefit. This is because oxygen is what we need to breathe. So if there were no trees left in the world, we would all die. Lastly, another advantage is that they reduce air pollution. Due to significant amounts of air pollution from vehicles, manufacturing, and fires, trees aid in the decomposition of air-polluting compounds like smoke-containing carbon dioxide. Moreover, we celebrate our day because of the preservation of trees. We need to protect trees because if we do not, it could cost lives. You can help, though, by convincing your government to make parks or convincing them to preserve forests. This is helpful so more trees are made and protected at the same time. This is why we celebrate our day. To sum it up, we celebrate our day because of the history around it, the benefits of trees, and because of the preservation of trees. If you participate in this holiday, you can make a substantial difference in this world. Remember, keep celebrating our day.
Is the financial audit agreements that, as we discussed during the working session, it's the same pricing that was reviewed there, but with the 30-day clause for cancellation. Is there a motion to sign the agreement?
We've reviewed it by the...
Yes, this has been reviewed by council. The 30-day language was added to it.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, by show of hands, all in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. The next item on the agenda is the statewide mutual aid agreement, as discussed during the working session. Is there a motion to approve to sign the statewide mutual aid assistance agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, by show of hands. The next item on the agenda is the purchasing policy, as reviewed. Thanks. literacy policy.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, by show of hands, all in favor? Okay, the last item of discussion, as we amended the agenda vote, is the public discussion with the 3 minutes timeframe.
Can I want to recognize Melinda Sheely is with Vera Leadership, and she's, that's why she's attending with us tonight, yay!
I do have a question.
Yes.
My husband and I filed a procedure you can put on the agenda tonight.
If you could, please state your name and address.
Suzanne Morgan, 904 Harrison Road. My husband and I filed a procedure you can put on tonight's agenda, but we were denied that. I know this has been a procedure for at least 16 years, so I'd like for you to tell me why or what policy has changed that.
Tonight's meeting was a meeting based on the agreements or the items that were on the agenda.
Okay, well that's not. Where is that? Where's the policy for that?
The question is not what was on the agenda. The question is
why are we not allowed?
We follow the procedure to be added to the agenda, and I was told today by the clerk that we were not going to be added to the agenda. So I'd like to know the response as to why that we were not allowed on the agenda. Obviously, you've amended the agenda to allow 3 minute comment period as a result of that since we're here, but I'd like to know why we weren't allowed to be on the agenda when there's always been a policy since 16 years that I was on the council, but anytime anybody wanted to speak, they were allowed to speak on the agenda and they were not limited on time. So, would you give us
a council member that is now a council member was permitted to speak whenever and however long she wanted, but I'm not allowed to do that, and I want to know what policy has changed. You can't answer my question? Not answering the question says a lot. How much more time do I have?
I'm at a minute 40.
Okay, now keep asking the same question. What policy has changed?
So it's up to the mayor council what gets put on the agenda. I don't think that there is an established policy that.
Okay, but tonight,
that
only because we showed up here, you weren't going to have anyone being able to comment, correct?
This is your time.
I'm just saying that, but I believe on February 26th, there were citizens who spoke for longer than 3 minutes. So when did that 3 minute rule go into effect?
As we discussed during the beginning of the meeting with putting the opportunity to speak in there, the 3 minutes was brought up at that time.
Scott Morgan, 904 Harrison Hill Road, Winder. I think y'all know me. Mayor, my wife came in January, made a presentation, provided you information on code violations that have been ongoing for 2 years now. A property adjacent to us, property is zoned agricultural, where open storage is not allowed on agricultural property, clear in UBC, clear in every edition of the UBC, every amendment of the UBC since 2008, when the town adopted the county UBC. My wife presented that information. Your own response was, thank you for speaking. I then wrote you a letter, we wrote you a letter, dated January 15th, which I provided to you after last month's meeting, laying out 7 violations on this property by the UBC. We've received no response to this letter. We've received nothing at all from the town in terms of what you intend to do about it. You have a town marshal who's on call, as we talked today, Mayor, told you these are code violations. This is not a town hall type of effort. This is not town hall type comments. These are code violations that are ongoing. They need to be addressed. The town marshal that you have on call needs to go out there to this property, assess it, and give a report to the council about the violations. I'll go through real quick for my remaining time. In addition to the open storage, which is not allowed clearly in agricultural zoning, agricultural is the most restricted zoning ordinance in VVC. You also have accessory uses. You have accessory buildings that are too close to my property line. The applicant got permits from the county. County never looked at it. Town never looked at it. They put the buildings on a slab or barn that burned years ago before the property was subdivided. They don't meet the setbacks. They are infringing upon the use, value, and enjoyment of my property. We have brought this to the attention before. Nothing's been done about it. They also have parking and loading violations. They're parking vehicles, trucks up there. There's not supposed to be any parking on accessory buildings. There's only parking. They have property that's subdivided 5 acres for their home, the remaining 45 acres. Their parking is supposed to be done down at their home. That's what the UDC says. No parking and loading requirements on the UDC for accessory buildings. This situation has exacerbated over the last 2 years, and something needs to be done about it. My time up.
You have
to answer any questions that you might have. Any comments you'd like to make?
I'd like to know who this is affecting first, and how many people it's affecting.
It's affecting our property. Our property value. I had somebody come look at our property, and they said, what is this junkyard doing down here in front of our property?
Residents.
Yeah, that was the last thing I was going to mention, is you're going after other residents of the town who are also doing the same thing, but you're not doing anything about these violations, even though they've been presented to you.
This is preferential treatment.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Any additional?
Hey, good evening. I appreciate the opportunity to speak before you today to the folks present. I just wanted to briefly introduce myself. My name is Andy Crawford. I'm an upper superior court judge right now in the Piedmont Judicial Circuit. So for those that don't know, that's Barrow, Jackson, and Banks counties. I live way over in West Jackson County, but I've spent the majority of my career prosecuting here in Barrow County in the DA's office. And I'll be running to replace Kurt McGorth, who is retiring. And if elected, I look forward to serving Bethlehem and all the other surrounding areas with integrity. And looking to keep our community safe. And I'm just happy to be here and hear what's going on at Bethlehem. And if anybody has any questions for me, I'd like to just give you over my personal cell at 706-202-9704. And I'd be happy to speak with anybody that has any questions. So thank you again for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Are there any additional comments? All right, this time we have no additional comments. Does the counselor recommend that we adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second, all favor.
Show hands,
aye. Was there a second?
Was there a second?
Second.
Yes.
Okay. Show hands.